This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Jason Coleman, you best know him as one of the judges on So You Think You Can Dance. He's got a new role, and to tell us a little bit more about that, good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you going today?
We're very well. Now, tell us, what are you up to now, Jason?
Well, what am I doing right now? I'm sitting in a leopard skin dressing gown on my couch and a pair of Ugg boots with no jocks on.
There's a visual we all didn't want us wearing in our cornflakes this morning. Thank you.
Seriously, guys, I've just been filming with Neighbours recently, which is just a fantastic thing. I was so excited to be involved in. And I'm a big fan of popular culture, you know, and to be involved in the longest-running television show to ever come out of Australia and to sit there and watch the kids on set and to be involved, it was fascinating. I really enjoyed it.
Now, have you ever acted before, Jason?
Yeah, I actually have. I've been in GP in East Street and Home and Away, Water Rats, a whole bunch of things. I generally, over the years, I've done a bunch of bit parts. I generally play bad guys and drug dealers.
Oh, I can't imagine why you'd fit that role. You're a friendly guy. Now, I know a lot of people come out of Neighbours as well, and they normally end up releasing a pop album. Are you heading towards something, Jason, we should know about?
Yeah, look, not just an album, the whole EP. No, guys, come on. Imagine me doing a pop song. I don't know. There's just something seriously wrong about that. I think I'm too old, aren't I?
Oh, you're never too old, Jason. You're only, 22 now? That's not too old.
If only, fella. You'll go far.
And God help your backup dancers if you do film clips.
I know. I'd be hard on them, wouldn't I?
Oh, you would be.
I had a couple of backup dancers working for me a few years ago. One of them came down a bit too far. I was like, fella, you're a backup dancer. Back up.
Yeah. Now, I know actors take their roles very seriously and they do a lot of preparation for the role. What kind of preparation did you do for being on Neighbours?
Probably just lots of sitting around in a leopard skin, dressing gown in mug boots on my couch, learning lines. No, it was pretty easy. You know, most of the acting parts that I've done in my life, I've actually had to adopt a character in some form. On Neighbours, I'm playing myself. So all I really needed to do was turn up and put on some decent clothes and get in there and have a go. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just so much fun being a part of Neighbours and working with all those kids. Because it's not just a walk on bit part the way you've seen on Julie Riu and all these guys do. I come back and forth for a whole block over about 5 weeks.
Oh, okay. Any hints on the storyline?
Well, I'm playing myself.
Yes.
So, at my studios at the Ministry of Dance in North Melbourne, one of the characters from the show is interested in pursuing a professional career in dance and therefore finds himself trying to get into my showcase and into my agency and into my studio. So that's sort of where the storyline's going.
And are you accommodating or are you a hard ass?
Oh, you know, when you do these sorts of things, it's a little difficult sometimes because, you know, God love the writers of the show and all that sort of stuff, but they sometimes write us, you know, as cliches, as a choreographer and all those sorts of things. I went in there and added a sense of reality to it, you know, because I was being myself. So I didn't necessarily learn and read lines on this one. I went in and had a look at what it was that they wanted me to say, and then I sort of did it in my own words, in my own time, because I was playing myself.
Gotcha. Well, Jason, it sounds very exciting. I can't wait to see you on Monday, and I'll send you the details as well for the Australian Idol audition, so when you want to audition for them next year and finish the big performing triangle, you can do that as well.
Look, I so look forward to getting up in front of Marsha and Dicko and showing them my wares.
Oh, I can't wait either. Leopard skin G-string would probably be a good audition outfit too. Jason Coleman, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries, guys. I'm going to go have a shower and get into my day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Jason Coleman. You probably know him best as one of the judges from So You Think You Can Dance, but you'll be able to catch him on Neighbours this Monday. Check it out on Channel 10.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.